Good evening, listeners. This is Lawrence Reyes, Chairperson Pro Temp of the Elections Committee, the PNB Elections Committee. Today is November the 1st, 2021, and we are convening this PNB Elections Committee to submit our possible end-of-the-year report to the Pacifica National Board and to the National Election Supervisor. I will ask the Secretary Pro Tem to take the role. Can you do that, Janine?
Sure. Thanks. I have, Bill Crozier. Susie DeSilva.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Thank you. William Heerwagen.
Present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno. Renee Penaloza, who is the NES, is not a voting member. Lawrence Reyes.
Yep.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Thank you. Janine Roan is myself. I'm here. Mansoor Akio and Andrea are no longer on the committee. Vanessa DeWitt.
Dixon Briggs.
Oh, Dixon Briggs. Sorry.
Okay. She's move on.
D.D. Halleck. Okay. So,
how many committee members do we have? And we have to adjust the total quorum because there's four people that are no longer on the committee. That will be Sandra Rohrlein from KPFB, Akio Tanaka from KPFA. And who else did you mention? Oh, Mansoor Sabat from KPFK. And there was one other person that you mentioned.
Turner.
Andrea Turner. Okay. So how many members do we have present?
So we have there were nine names read off of members, and we have five present, four are not present.
Okay, so we
Sue's here, by the way.
Who?
Sue Cohen-Johnson.
Okay, so welcome. Okay, so we do have quorum because the adjusted threshold is nine, and we have five people, so that gives us quorum. So, were you able to pull up an agenda, Janine?
Well, no, I don't. I don't have one of the previous agendas. I mean, they were going over other items. I can
hold on. Let me see if I could find. Did everybody receive the motion that I sent everyone?
Hello?
Did you send it to the working group as well? I'm sorry.
No, because I don't have all those, I don't have all that contact information.
I can send it. I'm looking for an agenda right now, but then I'll send it. Give me a minute.
Okay. So I think I found it. No. That's something else. Oh, my God.
Sorry, this is Vanessa. Sorry I'm late. Have you all started?
I'm sorry, I think I just heard Vanessa. Was that you, Vanessa?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
I'm late. I'm here. Have you all started?
No, we just took roll, so we'll include you in the roll.
Oh, cool.
We did make corn.
Okay, awesome.
Uh-huh. So, I did send a motion to the members of the committee that I had contact information for, and I think I do have your contact information, Vanessa. So I was able to send it to you as well.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And I own you a phone call. I keep forgetting.
This is true. We got, I owe you a phone call.
I know, right? Okay. All right. So why don't we look at the, Janine, if you could find something that, simulates, some sort of agenda, that would be really helpful. But why don't we, go with the announcement today that was sent out, to the network by our national election supervisor in regards to, I'm gonna read it right now. Okay, so the National Election Supervisor sent out an email that reads, and I'm going to read it for the stream and for the public. It says that results will be certified tomorrow, November the 2nd, and report will be completed. That's the National Election Supervisor report will be completed by November the 5th. The bylaws say certify the results to the LSVs, the board, and members posted on the foundation website and the radio station websites. That is according to the bylaws. So that's it. Now, the final results will be in tomorrow, and that was the extent of the report that she sent out to the network. So, is there any discussion or any questions about that? Or any comments? Okay, hearing none.
The public.
Hearing no comment from the committee members, I'll go to the public. I'll take a sec. Who wants to be on the sec?
Bella.
Okay, Bella. Anyone else? Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. Serene, a few days ago, sent a wide email questions to the NES regarding how would the paper ballots be witnessed for certification. I received that notice today as well from the NES. There's no mention of the procedure. No mention of someone is making a lot of noise.
I don't hear any noise, Bella. But go ahead.
Yes, I hear it clearly, but it stopped now. That the results will be sent by the two balloting houses or vendors on the 5th. And that simultaneously she will be posting everything on the website accordingly. So I want to know what is her response to the question submitted to her at the beginning of the week, last week, regarding how are these ballots being witnessed, the paper ballots. for a conclusive certification. And why this has not been made public, so that the LSB's members can volunteer to be witnesses, as it was done before with the referendum, and the public was able to attend a Zoom public meeting to witness the counting.
Okay. That has been practiced to set up a stage or set up a platform where people could witness the count.
Via Zoom, yes. And also, I will end with this, I just lost it. I'm sorry. It was pertinent to all of this. Okay, come back to me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right, so let me read a more thorough report of what the NES sent out this morning, or this afternoon, actually. November the 1st, 2021, the 2021 delegate elections have come to a close at all five stages, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, PFW, WBAI. Results will be released by simply voting an honest ballot and certified by the National Election Supervisor on Tuesday, November the 2nd. This is in accordance with Pacifica Bylaws Article 4, Section 5, which allows a 15-day period after election close, October 22nd, to process and certify the results. The final report will be completed by November the 5th and posted on elections.pacifica.org. All right, so it doesn't say anything about witnessing a count, which has been, I don't know if it's in the bylaws, but it has been a practice that all Pacifica stations have practiced. I guess what I would do is I'm gonna send the National Election Supervisor an email right now to see if she plans on doing that. Are there any other committee members or members from the public that want to address this?
Mr. Chair, if no one else wants to speak, Bella, can I get back on the stack? I wanted to say something I forgot before.
Sure, go ahead.
I forgot to say that based on the information on the elections.pacifica.org, WPFW either has not been updated, but they did not meet quorum. And as you know, WPFW, the staff was there was no staff election because three candidates only. So the listeners did not seem to make quorum. And I was told earlier, a couple of days ago, by an officer and a director that it had been made, that it had made quorum. So I have confusion and confusing information on that.
Okay. Anyone else from the public wish to be heard on this matter?
Unless I was confused. Let me see. I'm going to check again to see if it was updated.
Sue.
Go ahead, Sue.
According to one of the emails that was sent out today about election results, they said that PFW finally made quota. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, on the website, elections.pacifica.org, is at 2.0%. They need a 10% margin.
Unless it's not updated.
That is what I'm questioning.
Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Vanessa, can you report on that from PFW, whether you make one on that?
To my knowledge, we made quorum. I've not heard anything different. So I don't know anything conclusively one way or the other, but I have no reason to believe that we have not.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, Bella, so that would be another question for the LES, for the NES.
All right. We'll go on. Janine, I hope you're documenting these questions.
I don't know whether to, you know, one of the things that we discussed having on the agenda are all the questions that we still have for the NES before, because if the report is given on the 5th of November, we may not hear from her, you know what I mean? Like, this may be our only chance to officially ask her for information. So if we're... You know, if we're going to send a letter after this from the committee asking for various information, other than that, you know, and CC Lydia, is that what we want to do?
Hold on, please.
Those have to be it.
Okay, so I'm sending a note to Renee, asking her, if this is my note. Please answer. If listeners are going to have an opportunity to witness a bad account, tomorrow, November 2nd. Excuse me. Bella, please do not speak out till you recognize. On November 2nd, before certification is done, ? So that's what I'm going to send to her. And I'm sending it to the PNB, to Lydia, to the secretary of the PNB, and to Renee herself.
Mr. Chair,
can I clarify that?
Hold on.
Sorry, can the secretary clarify?
Go ahead.
So you're asking if the listeners will be able
to witness the ballot count.
Paper ballot, please. Paper ballot.
Excuse me, the ballot count. It doesn't matter if it's paper or if it's plastic. It's a ballot count.
Well, it's for the paper ballot.
Excuse me, you have not been recognized, Bella. And if you keep speaking out, I will not recognize you. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Janine,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, to be more specific, we could say, okay, will listeners be able to witness the ballot count? That, it sounds like it could be like a verb, like the counting of the ballot. But or is it the ballot tally? What, are we asking to see the ballots be counted, or are we waiting to see the tallying of the ballots?
So I'm going to put ballot count tally. How's that?
Okay.
No. Oh, no.
No? You didn't like that? Who said, oh, no?
Bella, it has to be the count, the actual physical count.
Well, when I say witness, I think that pretty much addresses that. It's the actual count, right?
Witness what? Witness what? You have to be specific. The count.
I just
not
said.
Tally.
Witness
not
the
tally.
Physical. Excuse me. I just said. Witness the physical ballot count. Tally. Tomorrow, November 2nd, before certification is done. So that's what I'm going to send the, and I'm going to copy the committee, and then Janine can send it to the task force.
Again, another question is, Secretary, is the station that we want to make sure that the station has, all the stations have quorum?
Correct.
So that would include
WPFW?
Yeah, William for the stack.
Hey, William.
Yeah, I think didn't the NES say that everybody reached quorum? So that's not a question. And it's not an open question.
Well, from what I read, you know, I don't think I saw whether WPFW reached quorum or not. Hold on. So it doesn't say, all it says that WPFW's voting period was extended by 1 week to October the 22nd. The official election closed in order to collect the additional votes needed to reach quorum. But it doesn't say, and on the Pacifica, elections.pacifica.org, it doesn't say whether it reached quorum or not, right?
No.
Okay, so
this is
Can I? Yeah, go ahead. Who's that, Susan?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Susan.
I asked Renee about a week ago if everybody had reached quorum, including WPFW, because I said we should be organizing people to get the vote out if quorum wasn't met, and she wrote back and said everybody met quorum.
Yeah, but the only thing about that, Susan, is that why wouldn't she put it in her communication that she sent out this morning? There's no indication.
I don't know. I have a personal email only from her saying all stations met quorum.
Okay. All right, that's not a good way of communicating. In regards to a national election.
Correct.
So,
Mr. Clerk.
Okay, so I submitted an additional question to Renee in regards to the WPFW reach quorum. I would think that PFW did reach quorum. Because why would she say, why would she tell somebody that they did?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Go ahead, Sue Cohen Johnson.
I'm reopening my email, but I got three emails today, and one was about an hour ago. And I forget which one, but one of them said all five stations have reached quorum. Thank you.
Okay, the one that I received was the one that I got at 2:01 our time, which is Pacific time, and it doesn't indicate that all stations reach quorum. So, anyway,
Mr. Chair, hold
on. Are there any other committee members that wish to speak? Go ahead.
Janine Pistak, I have something. I would like to review other items we would like to get from the NES. So not on this particular item.
No, this is just a note from the chair.
I guess I'm just saying that there would be other items that we would be
right. But those other items are going to go in a different email. That's going to be more of a laundry list. unless you want to, unless you want to do it different.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on. I'm asking Janine a question.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Go ahead, Bella.
So the two items that you just sent out, apparently, should have been included and should have been placed at the very top of the list of items that are pending and new items at the top. Regardless whether someone received a notice that all the stations met quorum, that is improper, the quorum is not professional, for a not, like you said, is improper procedure for one person, individual, or individuals to be informed of anything, because it has to be a general communication. And that elections.pacifica.org needs to be updated at every moment so that people know, anyone can open that website and see the update. The update that reads as of this moment, again, I repeat, is 8.0%. That is not 10% quorum threshold. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. There'll be two separate notes going out. There'll be a list, and then there'll be my note as the chairperson of this committee, the chair pro tem. So Janine, you could repeat what Bella just said, if you want. I'm just hopefully sending this note in hopes that
Lauren,
that we get an answer. Yeah.
Yeah. I texted the PD who was driving on the turnpike, so she had to call me. We met our quorum a week ago.
Oh, you met quorum a week ago. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't find anything wrong with communicating that. That should have been communicated in our recent correspondence to the network. All right.
Is that Vanessa?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So why don't we, Janine, is anything else in front of us before I go to the motion that I sent to the committee?
Okay.
Janine?
Yeah, I'm just muting and unmuting. I just don't know whether the motion should include some of these other items.
No. That leads to confusion, and there's a simple motion. It's right to the point. It is succinct and to the point. And if we just add more stuff to it, it's going to get lost in the shuffle. A lot of these motions are way too long. This motion that has been submitted is to the point, and it addresses what we addressed. I think the other note that needs to go out is on the note that you used to send out, separate from the motion. So,
well, the only thing I would say, if I can just respond to that, the only thing I would say is multiple motions asking for her to do things regarding the website, etc. If we come out of this meeting and have four different motions, you know what I mean? Like, I just...
No, one is... the other ones are not motions. The other one are questions to be answered.
I would disagree. I would disagree.
The one that I
said...
The reason why we don't have any success at the Pacifica National Board, because we put together books and then we submit it to them. Okay?
I'm trying to simplify
the process. If you want to add a bunch of stuff, go ahead.
Well, I will say that we were successful on one of the motions. We've got a unanimous yes. But I would also say that I don't, you know, we can make a letter to the NES about things that we want, but unless there's a motion behind it to the PNB, it's not going to carry any weight.
Well, this motion has nothing to do with what you're talking about, Jenny. This motion is a motion that is tasked for a specific reason and a specific purpose. Now, the narrative that you want to provide, which is like an essay, it's a letter. That's a letter with a bunch of questions. This is a simple motion.
Okay. Well, I'm just disagreeing. I don't have a bunch of, you know, for instance, we never received, this is just, I'm just going to give you one thing.
You know what? I'm going to go pack. I'm sorry. I have found this committee engages in these superfluous motions that are long and unrealistic and we get nowhere. I stand with the motion. I stand by the motion that I submitted, and if there's any objection, then object to it. But don't try to add
on
to it.
But I'm suggesting we amend it. I mean,
of course. So, I'm sorry. I can't tolerate this no more. I'm gone.
Lauren,
Mr. Chair.
Why don't we just take a vote on that motion as it is? And
but no one has read the motion. We don't know.
Can you read the motion?
The motion has been sent to us, and I
the public hasn't seen it. If I may, I'm not on a committee. I'm a member of the public. I haven't seen the motion. I just would be curious to know what it is that's being voted on.
Okay. This is Janine. I'm the secretary, and actually we haven't even really voted on a chair, a pro tem chair, or a pro tem secretary, but Lawrence did read the motion out loud. So,
when?
You know, the idea that you guys don't know what the motion is not really accurate.
I can read it again if you want.
Yeah,
and we should just take a vote, and the person who created the motion...
Yeah, I think first we need to elect a pro tem chair right now. That's my. Does anybody want to second that?
Hello, I'm back.
Second. Pardon?
Lauren,
I'm back.
Back.
Somebody asked me to come back, so I'm back.
I will go through the process.
Hold on, please. I will go through the process of people wanting to amend the motion. I don't agree with it because this is a practice that we don't have a good track record with. If you insist on marrying your ideas without any compromise, but
no.
Then go ahead.
Lawrence,
who asked for the floor? Who asked? No. Who asked for the floor? Is that
I
Susan?
I asked for the floor, Janine.
Yeah.
Sue Cohen Johnson has been
Hold on,
asking.
Sue. That's the public.
This is Susan DeSilva. And
that's the name I heard when I came on. Who was first, Susan, you or Janine?
Me.
Okay. Go ahead, Susan.
I just want to say, Robert's rules, which I have used a lot, the person who makes the motion can accept or not accept any changes to the motions, amendments, additions, whatever. If Lawrence says no additions or whatever, then we just vote on it. No more discussion. You can discuss the motion, but you can't discuss adding things once he says that he's not going to let anything be added. It's the end of it. And I say it's late.
Yeah.
We vote, and we get out of here.
Janine, to the stack, then.
Hold on, Janine. I heard you and who else?
Point of order, William.
State your point,
yeah,
William.
Yeah, point of order, Janine. You haven't even heard
okay,
what
hold
I
on.
Said. You've
hold on, Janine. Janine, you didn't. You asked for the stack. You did not ask for a point of order.
No, but William did.
Please let William state his point of order, and then if you have one after him, you're more than welcome to.
He asked
first.
What I had to say.
He asked first. Go ahead, William.
Yes, thank you. There's no such thing in Robert's rules as if the maker of a motion agrees that it's acceptable to the whole committee. It doesn't happen that way. The committee has to agree on it and vote on it. Well, if they need to vote on it, if there's no objections, that's fine. But business about the maker of the motion accepting what some people might refer to as friendly amendments, but is not real. Thank you.
Bye, Janine.
I'd like to be able to list off the things that I think we need to address in a motion before we vote on a motion.
Okay, hold on. I am not going to go through a laundry list. Submit one at a time, and we'll take them one by one. So are you seeking to amend the motion? William is correct. There's nothing codifying Robert's Rules of Order that once a motion is made, that it remains the sole possession of the person that submitted the motion. The motion now belongs to the body. So amendments are in order. Please state your amendments one at a time. And if anybody else from the committee has an amendment, please do the same. Go ahead, Janine.
Okay, so the items also that I think need to be addressed with the NES are providing the traffic...
Hold on. You said you had amendments for the motion, not the items that need to be addressed to the NES, because that's a different matter. This is a motion to the PNB, so please amend that if you have amendments.
Along with requiring from the NES to provide the previously requested traffic report for all five stations, including informational candidate statements and forums, cleaned mailing lists, cleaned email lists, including how many returned and opened emails, a list of submitted ballot requests with actions that were taken to remedy, and a list of violations submitted regarding fair campaign provisions.
So those are the amendments that you want in this motion?
Yes, yes.
All right, so you want to insert those amendments into this motion. I got that right?
Yes.
Okay, are there any objections to those amendments? Okay. Please include them in the motion. Now we'll go for discussion. Hold on.
Lawrence, don't you object? I object. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Susan DeSilva, KPFA, objects.
I would like to vote on the original motion and just get on with the meeting. I actually have to leave very soon, so.
Okay. So, unfortunately, Susan, since there were amendments, we have to vote on the amendments first. As you know, in Robert's Rules of Order, and then depending on if the amendments prevail, that becomes part of the main motion, and then we vote for the motion as amended.
What motion?
Who's that?
Raymond Goldstone. I'm not a member, but you
okay,
have
Raymond, hold on, please. I will recognize the public for public comment before we take the vote. But we are going to vote on the amendments, and then I'll take public comment once the motion is either amended or not. Janine, please
Susie
take the vote.
That.
Go ahead, Susie.
I have a question. I'm confused with all the talk going on. I didn't hear the motion being read. I got on late. I'm sorry. I apologize. But so is the motion requesting that you be allowed to verify the results of the election?
Janine will read the motion as amended.
Okay.
And as proposed, as the amendment was proposed. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Janine.
Okay, so whereas it can be useful to review the promises and perspectives of election candidates seeking positions of trust.
No, Janine, hold on. Oh. Hold on, Janine. Yeah, go ahead. Go. Let me read the main motion that's being amended. That's so motion to retain. Motion to retain all delegate candidate submissions. Whereas it can be useful to review the promises and perspectives of election candidates seeking positions of trust. The Pacifica National Board Elections Committee requests that the PNB require the executive director to have Pacifica's web manager work with the National Election Supervisor to ensure that all candidate statements remain publicly available on a Pacifica National website for at least 4 years from the beginning of the board term for which the candidates are being elected. Now you can read your amendments, Janine.
Okay, and to provide to the and that the NES provide to the PNB and respective LSCs the traffic reports and all of all five stations, including informational candidate statement and forums, the clean mailing list, the cleaned email list, how many returned or opened, list of submitted ballot requests with action items to remedy, and a list of violations submitted to the fair campaign provisions regarding fair campaign revisions.
Okay, so that's what's in front of us. I'll go to the public now. I'll take a stack. I heard Raymond Goldstone. Hold on, Raymond. I got Raymond Goldstone, Bella, who else?
Sue Cohen Johnson.
All right, then Sue Cohen Johnson. Anyone else? Go ahead, Raymond.
Forgive me, but it's absurd to have these amendments. We'll be lucky if the election supervisor reads the motion as you said. We've rehearsed and rehearsed this play, and we are not going to get that information, period. And if the original motion, unamended, passes, it'll be delightful to get the information and to have that follow. I'm not at all sure that the National Election Supervisor has anything to do with whether the material you suggested should be retained will be retained and put on the remain on the Pacifica website. Doesn't run that website, as I understand. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Raymond. Bella?
Yes, obviously, Mr. Raymond Goldstone does not understand, and I've noticed that over time. He does not understand the protocol.
Please speak for yourself and do not refer to anybody, because that leads to controversy. Go ahead, please.
Yes, so I insist that this amendment goes through. It was already voted on, and that the motion as amended now needs to be voted on, because it is a good motion. It's very important that those statements, those submissions, do remain in place and are not removed for reference, along with everything else that has not been met. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I believe Sue Corn Johnson?
Right. I agree with you that you can't let this become a shaggy dog story. You've got to keep it right and tight. But I think y'all should know that the email that came to me that says the delegates are done at all five stations came from the IED, and the header is from Pacifica Foundation, Inc. Thank you.
Let me just address that real quick. The the e-blast that was sent to the network was not sent from the IED. It was not addressed from the IED. It was addressed from the National Election Supervisor. So I don't know what
the one that I got is from the IED, and I just forwarded it to you,
oh, so you did?
It should
okay.
be in your. Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second, please.
Okay, it's purple.
I see it.
Sorry,
I see it.
Purple.
I see it. Thank you.
Susan for the back.
Hold on, Sue. Let's look at members of the public. That was it from the public. Okay, go ahead,
yes,
Sue.
No, I'm a member of the public.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah, please. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks. So, the address, the from address is Pacifica Executive Director, but the letter at the bottom is very clearly signed, thank you, Rene Asteria Benalosa, NES 2021. So there's no denying that it comes from the NES. It talks about her work and her intentions. That's one. Two, the motion I like very much. The only I suspect that some of the things that Janine is talking about are going to be in the report. The only thing I would actually like to see you guys do is amend the motion to add that the full elections report must be available for people on a Pacifica website. Every election report that this NES has produced, I think you have to go to her website to download it via WeTransfer or something or something or something. Somebody can put a PDF on a Pacifica website with all the details. Members should not have to go to a third-party website in order to access the report, and that should probably be retroactive to all the other reports that she's ever produced for us. So maybe someone can amend that at some point before it hits the PNB. But I think a lot of the other things are probably going to be in the report. With regard to the change of addresses and the correction of mailing addresses and email addresses, I would hope that that's something that's been relayed to the station on an ongoing basis. If you contact the station because someone didn't get their ballot and you need to, their names weren't on the list and you need to verify the membership, you're in touch with the member. You're getting current information. What else would you do? You know, you send out the ballot, but then you correct the record. That's proper service. That's what we pay for. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other members from the public before I go to Susan De Silva and go to a vote? Go ahead, Susan.
I'm not sure. This is Susan. I'm not sure if you already accepted the amendment. I mean, I guess it didn't get voted down. Only two of us voted against it. But could we just go to a vote because I have whether it's...
Yeah, we're going to go to a vote now.
It should have been two motions, but now it's all one motion, but let's just vote on
it. Right, now it's all one motion. There was no objections
to...
I'm
going to leave. I may just disappear at any moment.
Okay, we're going to vote right now, Susan. So just if you could hold on for a minute. Could you mean please take the roll on the motion as amended?
But there was another amendment.
No, Bella, please. Can you not speak out when you're not recognized? Does anybody want to propose the amendment that the member of the public just suggested?
Vanessa, so moved.
Okay. So did you catch that amendment, Janine? That I believe that all the information should be put on all Pacifica websites. Is that what you intended, member of the public?
It can go on the main website. It doesn't have to go on every station's website, but
okay.
Certainly. Yeah.
Main website. Okay. So did you get that? Does everybody, the committee understand? Okay. I don't hear somebody saying they don't understand. Please take the roll, Janine. On the motion as amended.
Okay. I don't believe we have Bill Crozier. So, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
You're going to read the motion.
No, that was already read. So whoever you are, please do not speak out without being recognized. Continue.
All right, so we have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
She just voted yes.
Okay, thank you. Susie De Silva.
I'll vote yes.
Dee Dee Halleck is not here. Is Dee Dee here? Okay, William Hairwagon.
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. And Lawrence, are you voting?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay. All right, so it's 6 yes and 1 abstain.
Okay. Is there anything else in front of us, Janine?
Well, Mr. Chair, I do think that there.
Hold on,
I mean,
please.
Go ahead, Janine. I also have something at 5:30.
Point of order, Chair. Go ahead. State your point, Vanessa.
If I'm not mistaken, if we just voted on the amendment, then the amendment becomes the main motion. So we need to vote on the main motion.
No, and actually, there was no objections to the amendment, Vanessa. That's why we voted on the motion as amended.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Janine. You had the floor. I'll come to the public in a second, please. Please wait.
Well,
Janine?
I was just going to say, like the agenda, you know, if we were to get through other items of the agenda of the public comments and the new business and setting the next meeting, reviewing action items, if we do want to have our own report, then, you know, this meeting maybe needs a continuation meeting later this week before certification.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead and just state your proposal, Janine. Yeah, I'm not feeling it, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I say that because, I'm proposing, because there's people that want to get off this call, that we have a continuation meeting so that we can be a little more succinct before the certification of the vote, because, you know, we did a lot of work on this committee, and, you know, I don't want to lose the momentum that we had. One of the things that came up in another conversation I had was to do a, and it could be with the task force, but to do a poll of the membership of who received their ballot or did they have any voting issues. So if we were going to propose something like that, even in the future, we would want to, you know, just be a little more, less rushed in the discussion of what we want to do from here on out.
Okay. So what is your proposal, Janine?
Well, if I look at KPFTX, I'd be, if the 5th is the day that, my feeling is that the NES will stop working after the certification of the vote. So we wouldn't be able to request anything. There is a WPFW meeting tomorrow at this same time. There are a lot of things on Wednesday, and then the PNB is on Thursday.
Point of information, please.
State your question, Vanessa.
What PFW meeting is tomorrow?
It's the Outreach and Development Committee.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Or we could do it later. You know, we could do it at 9 Eastern, which would be 8.
Okay. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in the air.
And I just want to state this, you know, we all make sacrifices, right? And I've been told by my son I'm not bonding with him much lately. And so I'm going to Puerto Rico to visit my goddaughters. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to be available. I'll make myself available Thursday, but because there's a PNB meeting. But after that, I'm sorry, I'm just, I guess I'm meeting out and you know, I don't know. Anyway, so, but don't let me hold you up. You can always, suggest a chairperson pro tem.
Can the public be recognized to speak?
Yeah, now, hold on. I'm just trying to get Janine to propose a concrete date.
I would like to speak to that when possible.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so what I'm proposing then would be that the task force and any committee members that would like to meet with the task force as well, that we do you know, 1 hour after that. So it would be 8:00 Eastern, 7:00. This would be for tomorrow, the 2nd. To, you know, come up with a list of items that we, you know, that we can forward as you know, a follow-up to this election and what can be done to
Janine, can you propose a date, please?
I'm proposing tomorrow at 8 Eastern.
Okay, I won't be available. I'll be in the air.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You guys go ahead and meet. If you're inviting the task force, then it could just be an open forum. Or committee of the whole kind of thing. Hey, William, I heard you.
Yeah, I thought this was the elections committee. I don't know what, quote, the task force, unquote, is. This is the elections committee.
Right, this is the elections committee that formulated an elections committee task force. I think you were at the meeting when that was formulated.
Okay, I don't recall, but thank you. I'll think about that.
I forget things that I did yesterday, so it's okay. Janine's proposing meeting tomorrow, 9:00 Pacific time, Janine? 9:00 Eastern? Is that what you say?
8:00 Eastern.
8:00 Eastern. Okay.
May I ask a question? Well, I think Bella was first.
Hold on. Let me go to the committee. Anybody from the committee want to address this? Okay, go ahead, Bella, and then a member of the public.
Yes, I agree with Janine. We really need to go out with a bang. And if we wait after the 5th, the contract will be closed conveniently, and we will be left without a paddle. We already are without a paddle. This election is not kosher all around. So I feel that tomorrow, 5:00 our time, Pacific time, I will try to meet with this subcommittee. Thank you.
Okay. Member of the public?
Okay. So I appreciate that there are a number of things that have not been addressed or responded to by the NES. I just question how likely it is that any of that is going to be done between now and Friday. I don't know when her contract formally expires. I know generally you do the work, you certify the results, and you're done. But for someone who's had a relationship with the foundation for many years, and certainly for the past more than 2 years now, going on 3 years, as the NES, it would not make sense to me for her to prepare the report and say, good luck, goodbye. I think it's reasonable to ask the PNB to ask her to meet with the elections committee after people have had a time to review the report. And she says that report will be out by the 5th. So I think like a week later might be a good time when people have actually had a chance. I'm sure it's going to be a massive thing with lots of colorful graphs. You know, after the committee has had time to actually look at it. We have an election coming up next year. So it does not make sense to me that, and I'm not talking about additional compensation. I think I'm sure we're at our max, beyond our max. I don't think it's unreasonable for her to be asked, as a contractor who's submitting your report on the 5th, and we have a committee that's focused on elections. You have been through four processes with us now in the past 3 years. Please meet with our committee after people have had time to digest the report. I think that would be more productive than coming up with a list of things tomorrow, because I don't think it can't go anywhere. What's the committee going to do with the list tomorrow if in fact, you know, she's washing her hands on Friday? It's not a rhetorical question. Thanks.
Bella, to the stack again, please.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. So what this committee has been doing, which is remarkable, is creating an archive. And that archive cannot be ignored. And again, the PMB needs to be submitted that list, that laundry list, no matter how long, how short, because it is upon the committee of the PNB to either continue to keep their head in the sand or acknowledge that these issues have not been resolved and that, yes, we do have another election coming around the corner. And how are those things going to be handled? How is that going to be handled? So I insist that we meet tomorrow and that we maintain this archive alive and submit it immediately to Polina Vasiliev for the PMB. Whether they act on it or not, it is our archive. It is on the record. And yes, I agree, the suggestion that was just made, that we also request that follow-up meeting with the NES, and that has to be sent also to the PMB. So it has to be attached. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say that I completely associate myself with the public comments that were made by the previous speaker, the public comment speaker. I think, you know, look at the track record of not just getting information, but getting extensions, providing laundry lists. Not that we should definitely put the archive out there, not only to the PMB, but to other public websites, because these meetings have been held in public, so I don't see why that should be prohibited. But I agree that we should request the meeting with the NES on Friday. You know, I'm completely opposed to Tuesday, and I would have been opposed even if I was staying. If I wasn't up in the plane, I would still oppose, you know, these incessant meetings. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just have to say it the way I feel it is. So with that, I'll leave it at that.
Booster.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Then I got to go soon.
In one of the motions was a part that said that we have to have all these statements in the promos at the stations before we send out the ballots. Did that get passed?
Yes, that was affirmed, and it was half baked the way it was implemented. So that's what I'm going to say about that.
Half baked
the way it was implemented. I could say half assed, or I could say half assed. It was not implemented with gusto, put it that way. It was poorly.
I'm worried about next year.
Yes, so am I.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so I guess there's a proposal on the floor. If you want to meet tomorrow, then you support the proposal from Janine, our Secretary Pro Tem. If you do not want to meet tomorrow, then you will support the amendment that I submitted to meet on Friday, the 5th. Okay. Janine, please take the roll.
Mr. Chair, the proposal from the public was not for Friday. It was for a week from Friday.
Hold on. Is that correct, member of the public? Did you suggest the 12th? Friday the 12th?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, because the report is dropping on Friday, and I'm sure it's going to be quite large. So I think people should be given time to read it and, you know, see what's in there and see what we still have questions about.
Okay. So I will suggest the amendment be for calling a meeting with the National Legislative Supervisor for Friday, November the 12th. That's the amendment to the proposal to meet tomorrow. Are there any objections to the amendment? Okay, hearing no objections.
This is Janine. I'm unclear. So because I'm willing to do the task force another day, but I guess I'm wondering, you know, the request, we're requesting the NES to meet with us, right? But she could say no. So, I haven't seen this, your proposal for the 12th. So, is it possible that she would say no? She's busy and she's moving on to something else or whatever? Because if so.
It's 50-50, Janine. She could say yes. She could say no. We're just requesting. We can twist our arm to come.
Okay. All right. So, and this proposal was in place of, I mean, we would still possibly have the task force to ready for that meeting.
The task force just has to be convened by one of the officers, and then the task force could decide to elect a facilitator. A task force is voluntary anyway. You don't have to be a board member. You don't have to be an officer. So, are there any objections to the proposal to request a meeting on the 12th of November? Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying no objection.
Okay, no objections. All right, so please notice a meeting for the 12th of November. And I guess I know there's another committee about to meet, so and I have to get ready to leave town. So,
Mr. Chair, before you adjourn, may I be heard? This is Bella.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
That Janine was asking for the language for the meeting of the 12th, and it is simply was requested after her report, after the NES report has been submitted, that the committee has had time to review it. That is the reason for the meeting, to go over with her that report after review.
Okay. All right. So are there any objections?
And we are meeting tomorrow?
No. We'll meet on November 12th.
No, I thought we were meeting in open session tomorrow.
I'm not meeting in open session tomorrow. And
no,
I amended the motion.
Not you. The work.
I amended the motion, Bella. I amended the motion to have the meeting on November the 12th. And Janice said that she will try to convene the task force. Maybe that's what you mean.
No, we are supposed to meet tomorrow.
No, I amended that motion.
It's 3:32.
It was amended. So, no, we're not meeting tomorrow.
So you canceled the meeting tomorrow because you
cannot... I did not cancel the meeting. I amended it, and there was no objection from the committee.
But you did not ask about the task force either.
No, I...
Janine spoke about the task force.
Florence, point of order. I misunderstood. I thought you said you emailed something, and I said I did not receive it, but if you're amending the motion for the... or amending the proposal to be on the 12th instead of tomorrow, is that what you did?
Yeah.
That was not what... I did not understand that at all.
Excuse me, Bella. That is exactly what I did. Did anybody not hear my amendment?
No.
That's you. Be quiet, please. Did anybody else hear my amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I amended. You know
what?
You know, you people love me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
May I see?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the committee is going to get an opportunity, well, the committee through the PNB is going to get an opportunity to meet with the NES to discuss her report on the 12th. And the task force, which is an informal body, wants to set a meeting for tomorrow to discuss things. Well, it can't be something that's going to the PNB. So what would it be exactly? Just help me here.
Well, here's the thing. What if she doesn't meet with us? You know what I mean?
So be it. I mean, I'm not going to miss her.
But I mean, she's still on the clock until this week. So if we come up with items...
She's on the clock after she files a report. Once she files a report, the contract expires.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I have to go on a business. I have to leave for a business meeting. I completely understood. I would have objected. I think the task force...
Okay, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm done too. Bye.
Okay, so, well, I mean, the task force can meet tomorrow if that's what they want to do. I just don't understand what will happen with whatever the task force comes up with tomorrow. That's what I'm not clear about. What happens with that?
The task force has the power to also send something to the PNB. There is no...
It does not. It does not. The Elections Committee Task Force has permission to communicate freely with the Elections Committee. The Elections Committee communicates with the board. So what will happen with whatever the task force would come up with on Tuesday, since the committee itself is not going to meet again until the 12th?
Okay, but that was not what was on tab. All of a sudden...
Okay,
that
but it's the question that we're asking now.
We had made a decision to meet tomorrow. Maybe some of the board of the committee members may want to meet. Not everyone said that they wouldn't. Lauren said he could not be here, and I believe William...
That's when I amended the motion, Bella. You people, come on, this is too much. You're killing me. I mean, literally, you are killing me.
No, repetition. Words have power. Don't use those words. If the task force wants to meet tomorrow, let them do so. There's no objection to the task force meeting. People want to meet and talk about stuff. I prefer to talk about things that I have in front of me, that because I'm sure there are going to be a lot of responses to some of our concerns. Whether they will be satisfactory is something we can't gauge until the 5th. And personally, I feel overwhelmed with the number of things I have to do. So that wouldn't be a useful
gathering for me, but I don't object to others meeting tomorrow. I just don't see what's going to happen with the work product that comes out of tomorrow's meeting. But that's okay. I don't have to understand it to, you know, for you guys to do it.
Okay.
Well,
anybody want to make
so
a motion
glad
to adjourn?
We have your blessing. I am so glad we have your blessing.
You're welcome.
No need
to get snippy with me, Sister Bella. We're not going down
okay.
that road. I'm just saying,
what
as a practical
mean?
Matter, before you take time and energy working on something, consider where's going. That's all. But hey,
yes,
I am
aware.
My time.
No,
okay.
But thank you very much.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I need to find out from the pro tem chair if we are meeting tomorrow and what
no.
time, please.
No, we are not. That boat left the dock. That train left the station, whatever you want to call it. No, we are not meeting. The task force is welcome to, but just be aware that the task force is a task force from the PNB Elections Committee and that you are asked to report your findings to the Elections Committee. Okay,
that is correct.
Is there,
so we have the right to meet.
Is there any objections to adjourning?
Move
this
to
is
adjourn.
Ridiculous. Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning from the committee? Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.